This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast with Billy Brim. Today you'll be hearing from Billy Brim's classic message titled, Glory, Heavy with Everything Good. In this message, Billy Brim clearly shows us that the glory is not a side issue. The law of first mention ties the glory to copiousness, splendor, wealth, and honor. Listen as Sister Billy teaches on how we can enter into His glory and rest today.
I want to, you've heard that this meeting was given a name, and it was called 30 Days of Glory, and a purpose. You've heard purpose, and now we're going to speak about time.
There are certain people who, when they come to a meeting like this, will draw things from you, and I believe it was the night that you came that I prayed a prayer about the moed, the appointed time. And there was a connection there with you sitting down on the front row because you came and taught this church about Daniel. And you taught us about appointed times and the importance.
I'm going to speak a little bit about it tonight.
And we're still, that word from Justice Duplessis is still alive today as it was the day he delivered it, even more so. That's part of this.
It's part of this. It's a pattern God's doing in this church and in this people. He is speaking to you as surely as he spoke in the times of the Old Testament and said, do this and do that. And I see a pattern here. Send you a prophet, tell you to do something, you do it. You obey God. Now he's told you to do this, now you're obeying him. Now just go ahead and say what he said to call about it, and then I'm going to teach
just,
from there.
Just praying it through that it was an appointed time, it was a moed, and that God had called certain people together to be in this place at this time, like he did with the 120.
Exactly.
I've sat here on the platform and looked out over this congregation. I'm seeing the same people. And I know I'm seeing the same people because y'all sit in the same place every night. You've all got your appointed chairs and you're all...
appointed places.
And so... the Lord spoke one night as we prayed and said this was... an appointed time, this was a moed.
A moed.
A moed.
He's the same God that he's always been.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He has moeds and he doesn't change.
That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah. And I'm going, the cart he told me to bring to you tonight. This is the cart part. And then we're going to get to the horse part where, take up where Brother Copeland brought us. But the cart part, God wants us to speak about the time of this meeting. And turn with me to Genesis chapter 1, and we'll see the first time the word moed is used in the Bible. And the word moed simply means appointed time, fixed time. It's not like the period of time, it's an appointed date. If you live in Israel and you have a moed with the doctor, you may have a moed at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That is the moed. And it's at the doctor's. It's the appointed time, and usually it is tied to an appointed place for an appointed reason. Now here we have in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. So we see that these lights in the heavens have to do with time, the moon and the month and the years, just as he said. And he speaks on down in verse 16 of the lights being the greater light and the sun and the moon and the stars. Now he says to us in verse 14, let them be for signs and for seasons. That word seasons is the Hebrew word moed, appointed times, fixed dates. Now we meet that word, and here's where the cart is before the horse, because I would like to bring you from the fall of glory till God meets them out on that mountain in the glory and fire of God. I would like to bring you up to there, but it would take too long right at this moment. So you're there and you're at the mountain and it's smoking and it's fire on top. When God walked with Adam in the garden, no fire and smoke came because everything was clean and pure. But then when God met his people out on that mountain with his glorious presence, getting as near to his people as he could. Everything in this Bible is about being close to God or being far from God. And when he came and got near to them on the top of that mountain with the fire smoking, he spoke to them marvelous and wondrous words. And he gave them instructions. We are to follow God's instructions. We are not a people far removed from Genesis, and we don't have to obey things he says like that. You see, in this church, you hear from God. He says things to you, and I think one of your A pluses is you obey. Bless the Lord. And you'd have to, because Gloria preaches that all the time. So she gets that fruit. But let's turn now to Leviticus chapter 23. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Chapter 23, Leviticus. And Jehovah spoke. When you see capital L-O-R-D, that's Jehovah, or Yahweh is the closest we know to get to it. Nobody really knows how to pronounce it. And Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them. One word he absolutely did not use that day was that little weak word concerning. He didn't start this letter in regard to. That is not what he said. I really love God's word, and I like our English interpretations, but I like to know how to use them. Take the italics out if they don't belong there. If you have an amplified Bible, take the brackets out if they don't belong there. You know? Now, one thing God did not say to Moses was, now, Moses, in regard to Jehovah, the Bible says in Acts chapter 7, Jehovah, the God of glory, appeared. Hallelujah. And he said, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them. And another thing he did not say is the feasts. This word is not feasts. This word is moeds, appointed times, fixed dates. And God said to Moses, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, the Moedim of Yahweh, the appointed times of Yahweh, the dates you circle on your calendar. Hallelujah. You shall proclaim holy convocations, these, and it doesn't say my feasts. It says, my moeds, or the Hebrew plural, moedim. My moedim, my appointed times, my fixed dates. Christians, Westerners, whether you know it or whether you don't, God has a calendar. It is not the calendar of the Jews. It is the fixed dates of Jehovah. And he starts out with 6 days shall your work be done, but the Shabbat is the Shabbat of rest and it's holy. We won't take time to go into the 6 days and the seventh. Then he gives them a calendar. And at this time, they have just come out of Egypt. They already were keeping a calendar. The Jews have kept a calendar, a yearly calendar. They didn't name the years. But they had kept it, and in their tradition, they've kept it since the day Adam was created. But actually, we know that they only numbered the years since, about 700, 800 or so AD. But they marked Every year, the day Adam was created, that was the first day of their civil year, and they call that Rosh Hashanah. Rosh is the Hebrew word for head, and Hashanah is the year, head of the year. So year after year after year, they begin their year on Rosh Hashanah, which in their hearts and minds says that this is the day that mankind began. Now, they kept that every year, every year, every year. When they came out of Egypt, God changed their calendar. He gave them, actually he didn't exactly change it, he gave them another calendar. They keep two calendars. They keep a calendar which marks the time since Adam, and they keep the second calendar which marks their sacred year's beginning. And if you'll turn to Exodus 12, you'll see that. Bless the Lord. Exodus chapter 12, they're coming out of Egypt. And you know, of course, this is at our Easter time, we say, so it would be in the spring. Now, Rosh Hashanah is in the fall, the beginning of their year, marked from Adam. So in Exodus chapter 12, and the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month, probably April, March or April, this month, we would call it, but they don't name their months Mars. They don't name them August after Augustus Caesar. They don't name them July after Julius Caesar. Actually, they count them first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th. Like you do the days of the week. Remember, God did this on the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day, the seventh day. Now, God said to them, this month, verse 2, shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. So the Hebrews keep a sacred calendar, and they still keep the civil calendar. And the first month of the year comes the first Moed, the sacred year. Back to Leviticus 23. Leviticus 23:4. Remember where we are. God is telling them his calendar. These are, verse 4, these are the Moeds of Jehovah, holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their, guess what the Hebrew word is, Moed. These are the appointed times of Jehovah. You shall proclaim them at their appointed time. And then he gives, verse 5, in the 14th day of the first month at evening is the Lord's Passover. And you know that they celebrated that Passover year after year after year. They rehearsed it and rehearsed it and rehearsed it until Jesus came and was the Passover.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast with Billy Brim. Today you heard a portion of Sister Brim's message titled, Glory, Heavy with Everything Good. To order this message in its entirety, please call our toll-free product order line at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. The cost is only $10 plus shipping. For information about Billy Brim Ministries and Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, you may call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877 or write to Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri 65615. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.